sow, grow, and produce.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to be reading from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12. Man, good to see some familiar faces this morning. I won't call your name. God bless you. Amen. Give honor to my lovely wife this morning, Lady Tiffany, here. And to my kids. And amen, they bless us every day. And while you're finding your places, it's in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians, New Testament, before 2 Corinthians. Our youngest son broke his arm, fractured rather, at school, and some mishaps took place. My wife says that he woke up this morning and asked her, "What did you dream about?" She says, "Well, I didn't dream." He said, "Well, I had some dreams, a dream." And he told his mother, "If you want to dream, you got to make sure that you relax at night before you go to sleep." He's been here before. Praise God. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. I begin reading at the 4th verse. And it reads, "Now God gives us many kinds of special abilities." It's a TLB. "But it is the same Holy Spirit," somebody say the same, "who is the source of them all." 5 says, "There are different kinds of service to God, but it is the same Lord we are serving." 6 says, "There are many ways in which God works in our lives, but it is the same God who does the work in and through all of us who are His." 7 says, "The Holy Spirit," watch this, "displays God's power through each of us as a means of helping the entire church." You don't have to go there, but Proverbs 18 and 16 says, "A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men." Father God, we thank you for this service. We thank you for this hour. We thank you, oh God, because we are allowed to come here. It's such a privilege and honor to be a blessing to you and to your body. We pray this morning that whatever you have to give through us, that you would work through us. And anything that is present that's not of you, God, remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. That minds and hearts are set free. Mend the broken hearts. Save the unsaved soul. Deliver the ones who need to be delivered. Thank you for taking us through the deliverance process. Set us free in this hour for the rest of our lives. For your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Before you take your seats, turn around to the neighbor behind you and tell your neighbor it's time to get the gift out of the closet. Amen. You may take your seats in the presence of the Lord. It's time to get your gifts out of the closet. I was reading somewhere real quick, and I'm going to be out your way so God can do his business. Fellow by the name of Pablo Picasso says the meaning of life is to find your gift. But he concludes this quote by saying the purpose of life is to give your gift. I've realized that during my years of pastoring, and it's been a small time, that there are so many people, young and older, who have been sitting down on their gifts. A man once said that the wealthiest place in the world is the graveyard. He says the reason why the graveyard is the wealthiest place in the world is because many never discover the wealth that's inside of us. So if you never discover what's on the inside of you, you automatically take it to the grave with you. I know when I said that, many thought it was going to be Dubai and the oil factories and all that. But the truth is, if we look around this room, just with this group of people that are here, we have so many gifts and so many talents to offer. And it amazes me, real quick, just some statistical data. It amazes me that how many of us within the body of Christ whom serve the God that we serve do not have what we call jobs, and we walk around in a mindset first, then into an order in society in a place of unemployment. When in fact, if you would discover that which is on the inside of you called a gift, you wouldn't have to worry about being employed, because you would now then deploy yourself. The Bible says that our gifts make room for us. Our gifts make room for us. Now, it's a great thing, because I discovered also in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7 that it says, but we have this treasure, this gift, if you will, in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It tells me that I have this gift that has been installed or instilled in me that I have to discover so that I can give it back to God. That's amazing, because many of us are sitting in places in misery, in depression, in stressful situations because we have not discovered our gifts. I'm going to give you a few different things to run down the line, and then we're going to move on, because I want you to get this. The first thing I want you to understand this morning is there's purpose in your gift. There is purpose in your gift. Come on, tell your neighbor, there's a purpose for your gift. We have to discover or learn what that is. You cannot really learn or discover what the purpose of your gift is until you've discovered what that gift is. How can I offer you something if I don't know what I'm offering? Talk to me. You see, the second thing I want to tell you this morning is that your gift will respond to its purpose. Say it with me. My gift will respond to my purpose. They go hand in hand. The third thing I want to show you this morning is that the Holy Spirit will display, watch this, the power of your gift. Your gift was not given to you so that you can be edified. Your gift was not given to you so that you can be exalted. I call that the Lucifer spirit. Many of us operate and walk around in certain things, gifts and talents, and we get to a place where we begin to enthrone ourselves, to raise ourselves up so that we can be exalted. That's not the purpose of your gift. The purpose of your gift is so that God, the Most High God, can be exalted above all things, so that he can be glorified. So the kingdom can be represented down here on this earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here. It's not for us to sit back and wait for us to get to heaven. It's for us to operate in those gifts now on earth. I wonder why there's so many people go to college and we get these degrees because mama told us to go, because daddy told us to go, the teacher told us to go. Have you ever discovered that your instructor, that your teacher, that your professor always ask you a question, especially from youth? They say, what do you want to be when you grow up? The question really should be, and that's why we're going to do this school called a Sharon. The question should be, what is your gift? Because your gift should give you direction, not where you want to go. My gift should tell me where I'm supposed to go concerning what I was born to do, my path down life. That's what my gift is. My gift gives me direction. Stop pushing our kids to go to places that they were not designed to go. We struggle in areas because we're so caught up in education. And the truth is, let me discover my gift, then I shall become educated in that which I'm supposed to do. We got it backwards. We sit in a place called welfare. We're struggling trying to get assistance from the government. You have something on the inside of you that nobody can take from you. Nobody can send you in the unemployment line. Nobody can lay you off. Nobody can snatch it from you if you discover. See, y'all won't get excited about that. if you would discover what's on the inside of you, your kids wouldn't walk around lost. Good God Almighty. You see, our kids are walking around like zombies because we come home like zombies. Oh, I've had this long day at work. I'm stressed out. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to do no homework. I don't even want to sit beside you. Go to bed, and it's 5 o'clock. You see, I believe that the divorce rate and the domestic violence rate would decrease if we would discover our gifts. Those things are on the rise because we're doing things in life that we're not supposed to do. We're trying to make this amount of money, trying to make that amount of money. Listen, if you would start and begin to be in a place that you're supposed to be in, then your blood pressure, watch this, wouldn't be climaxing the way that it is. Ah, y'all struggling with me. You see, it's nothing like going through working an 8 to 5, 9 to 5 all week long to come in on Sunday to praise God, to go back into the forest and go through another stressed out week. How about making money to walk and live in peace? You see, when you're in the gifts of God, you are in peace. You ain't got to really worry about that depression, that heartache, that high blood pressure that's coming from things and people and places that's in your life that should not be in your life. I'm telling you right now, I got to get out your way. Well, I feel good right now. Okay. The deacon's tapping himself. See, here we go. He's going beyond the limit. Let me tell you something. It's not just for the church. See, because we associate church with Sunday. And for those who are to come to Bible study, that 25%, 10%, and Thursday. The rest of the week, we're in the secular world. But let me tell you something. When you can get paid to do ministry all week long, Pastor, how do I know what that is? Because when you can do it without a paycheck, God said, I'm going to bless you with a paycheck because you're doing what I designed you to do. You see, I'm going to get out of here, but I know it's a struggle. I know it's a struggle because we've gone places and we struggle. And let me tell you something about that gift thing. If you never discover your gift, you would deal with more chaos in your life, including your kids, than you ever discovered. Pastor, what you talking about? Well, the reason for this kingdom production is that these gifts are going to come out and bless us because the Bible says that your gift will make room for you. The enemy does not want you to discover your gift. The enemy knows if you discover your gift, that you will become unstoppable, unmovable, untouchable. God will cover you. He'll keep you in a state of peace, in the right mind. Not a perfect world, but in a perfect world. That world is called kingdom that nobody can give you and nobody can take away. If you discover that place, when you're going through hell, I'm sorry, I know we got kids in here, but it's the truth. It's heaven or hell. When you're going through that place, God will give you something that you cannot comprehend. A bachelor's degree can't get it to you. A doctorate degree can't get it to you. There is nothing that can supply what God gives you. I'm sick and tired. Just go to school. Just get your degree. It doesn't change until you discover your gift. Let me get out the way, but I heard this woman say that he's a burden bearer during those hard times. I heard her say that he's a heavy load, Sarah. I love this song. He's a bridge over water. He's a friend when you're friendless. Oh Lord, a mother when you're motherless. He'll be bread when you're hungry. He'll be a comfort when you're lonely. Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. I know he's a burden bearer. I know he's a heavy load sharer. He's a bridge over water. I got me some Jesus. If you would get you some Jesus, you would discover that you don't need anybody else. He's a praying morning star. He's a rose, I said, the rose of Sharon. He is the grave. He is a keeper. He is my Lord. He is my rock.
Alpha and Omega. He's my beginning and my end. As long, tell your neighbors, I got King Jesus. Tell them. He walks with me. He talks with me. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah Amma. He's Alpha and Omega. Tell somebody, he was in there in the beginning. He'll still be standing in the end. He is God. He's Jesus. In the flesh, in the spirit, he's Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost will empower you. Holy Ghost will move you. Holy Ghost will keep you. You don't think you can be kept. Holy Ghost will keep you. We gotta teach our kids that it's Holy Ghost. It's not my money that daddy is making. It's not the car that daddy is driving. It's not the house that we live in. It's not the beautiful edifice that we worship in. It's Jesus. If you was in a cardboard box, still worship Jesus. No car, drive the bus, ride the bus, call the bus, give me a bicycle, give me a tricycle. As long as I can get to Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Where's my gift? Where's my gift? Where's my gift? Down in my belly, out of my belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Let it spring forth. Let it move. God, you get the glory. God, you get the praise. We lift you up in spite of all things. He is a burden bearer. He is a load sharer. He is my God. My God shall supply all of my needs. Where's my gift? Stop sitting down on your gift. Let me out. Let me express. Let me give. Let me give. Touch three people and say, identify your gift. I'm about to go. I'm about to go. I gotta take it. It's personal. It's personal. It's personal. Josiah Asher, it's personal. I call on him in the morning. I call on him in the evening. Jesus! 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 Say, I love him. I adore him. I worship him. I lift him up. Do you want him? Do you want some? Tell somebody, get Jesus. Get Jesus. Don't get church. Don't do things. Don't be on every auxiliary. Don't try to call everybody. Try to comfort everybody. Get some Jesus. Let your life be changed according to his name, his glory, his faith that's in me. Listen, do you want Jesus? Do you want Jesus? Let me tell you something. Church don't give you Jesus. Bible study don't give you Jesus. Perfect attendance don't get you Jesus. What gives you Jesus is a relationship. A relationship with a thing too tight. I can't get a relationship. I said, what gives you Jesus is relationship. To exercise your gift without a relationship, that's no good. You're just doing things. But when the Holy Ghost push your gifts right out of you, you realize this power didn't come from me. This power is from on high. Jokers try to talk about you, put your name out there, scandalize, brutalize, take you out. It is the power of the Holy Ghost that keeps you sane. If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, you would cuss them out. If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, you would leave the relationship, leave the church, leave the friendship, continue to talk about them, put them on social media. If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, I wouldn't embrace you. I wouldn't be able to love you. I wouldn't be able to come with you. It's that that works on the inside of me. Yes, love, joy, peace. Those gifts, you can't do it by yourself. You can't get saved by yourself. You can't stay saved by yourself. You can't keep from fornicating by yourself. You can't keep those immoral things by yourself. You need God. It's a lie and it's a myth to think that you can do it on your own. Maybe it'll just work out. No. Along with that is, grab that relationship. Grab that relationship. Ask your neighbor, do you have a relationship? It's about relationship. You're trying to exercise something that you don't have power to exercise. And you saying, I can't do it. You're right, you can't do it. If you don't have God on your side and in your life, it's impossible to do it. Let me tell you something, ladies. The Bible says to submit to your husbands. So therefore, as he gives to God and submits to God, it's impossible to submit to your husband without God in your life. It's impossible, man, for you to stay saved, to stay the father, the cultivator, the motivator, the keeper, if God isn't in your life. I'm not talking about how many scriptures you quote. I'm not talking about standing up and prophesying. We can prophesy to ourselves. I'm talking about getting God way down in your soul so that in a midnight hour when you ain't got nobody to talk to, you got a million phone numbers in your data bank and ain't none of those folk gonna pick up. But you can call on God and you ain't got his number. He's with you right now. You can call on God. Watch this. I love God because God will show up in the club. Somebody gonna fight me on it. God will show up on the street corner. God will show up when you're smoking, when you're snorting. God will show up. Religious folks say, nah, God won't show up then. He'll come to church and be a part of the ceremony. Yeah, but you know, when he shows up in the midst of my sins, there's something more authentic about it. You know why? Because nobody's watching. And when you start crying and start weeping in the midnight hour, when nobody's watching you. Listen, I was on a secular job working, folding quilts. And it was on a Monday. And I remember the song, God Got Rid of My Heavy Load. Yeah, y'all too good for that, too bougie. And I was folding and working. I told you later, I said, listen, God just did something. I just got saved. It was a Monday. I confessed with my heart, spoke it with my mouth. I got saved on a Monday. I didn't have time to wait on a Sunday. I could have died from Monday to Sunday. God will save you on a Monday. You don't have to be a part of this service. You don't have to be at this platform. God can save you right in the midst of your hellish situation. Come get this. Listen, I want to explain something. I got to explain this. The purpose of this kingdom production is that God said, tell them, stop sitting down on your gifts. Stop sitting down on your gifts. The reason why the church is not as effective the way that we were called to be is because too many of y'all are sitting down on what God has put inside of you called gifts. You're too busy trying to find a phone booth
to change so you can look like the church. You know, when God gets ready to do it and you get ready to accept Him as your Lord and Savior, He'll take you right in the midst of your mess, covered in sin, the biggest liar, the biggest cheater, the biggest drug dealer, the biggest drug user. Listen, I love being real. You know why? Because that's what God loves, is transparency. And when you ever get to the place you think that you're too good enough and that you have arrived, God can no longer use you. Stop swallowing success and just start tasting it. Come on. You see, when you swallow, you're nothing but of yourselves. God wants you full of Him. Full of Him. Come get this podium. I'll keep preaching. God wants you full of Him. Listen. The purpose of this today is stop sitting down on your gifts. Oh, yeah, man. It's got wheels on today. Y'all good? Stop sitting down on your gifts. The enemy doesn't want you to find out or discover what's on the inside of you. You know what he does? He keeps you bound. He keeps you strapped. You keep on struggling. You keep on searching. Listen, when you discover, you no longer search. I've discovered, let me give. You can't give what you haven't discovered. You can't be effective and think that it's going to make room for you if you keep it hidden. So many of us are sitting down, we hide and we say, I'm not ready yet. I told the minister, that's a form of neglect. You keep using God to say, I'm not ready yet. God says, you're ready. Stop saying that you're not ready and stop neglecting my principles, my word. It's a sign of neglect. You know what neglect is? Neglect is disobedience. Oh, Bible study. You know what disobedience is? Disobedience is the ultimate sin. But when your gifts break out and break through, and Holy Ghost hooks up with those gifts, you're unstoppable. No church can hold you back. No auxiliary. No pastor. No teacher. No prophet. No deacon. No evangelist. Listen, you're working your gift. Right where you're sitting or standing, give God praise right now. Give God praise.